In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. In the face of low wages, long hours, and lack of support, what can still inspire someone to become a teacher? Cienega High School science teacher Jack Erickson shares his inspiration next as he catches up with Dr. Ingrid Novodvorsky. She's the director of the University of Arizona's Science Teacher Preparation Program. It's a place where students who want to teach science can gain specialized training and prep for their career in education.
So, Jack, what drew you to teaching?
I worked as an emergency medical technician for several years before I started teaching, and I saw that it was going to be a very draining career as it went on, I started looking around for other careers, and teaching is the only idea that ever popped into my head. I think it's a combination of I like to teach, and I'm an Eagle Scout. I grew up in the scouting program. I like the outdoors. I like the sciences, and it just seemed like a good fit. And so before I stopped working on the ambulances, I started volunteering in elementary schools, and that was enlightening to know I don't want to work in elementary school, but I really enjoyed the middle school and high school age group, and so that's why I came to your program.
You're in your seventh year of teaching.
Yes.
And we know that many science teachers last about 5 years. So what keeps you in the classroom?
There's a couple things. I think first and foremost, the relationship you have with students and being able to be there and teach them and get through the curriculum and help them to understand the way the world works better is a fantastic career. And I can't imagine wanting to do something else. But I also think I am really blessed to be in the school that I'm at because I have a very supportive administration, a very supportive district, and I can't complain at all about the environment that I've been teaching at. I've been at Cienega my entire career, and I don't have any plans on leaving.
So speaking of that supportive community, I know you've done some things outside of just teaching in your classroom that has had an impact in your school. What kinds of things can you share with us?
I have been involved with several different clubs on campus. I sponsor the Key Club, which is a service and leadership organization that's sponsored by the Kiwanis. I am a sponsor, one of the co-sponsors of our Green Team, which is our Science Olympiad competing team, our Envirothon competing team, and we also do some community service that's more environmentally focused, like removal of invasive species, or we started a recycling program at the school that we have other groups helping with. I sponsor the Fellowship of Christian Students at the school, and I sponsor an astronomy club. So there's lots of different ways for our students to be involved at school aside from just academics. I also, at the school level and also in the district, I'm on the committees that work with programs for positive behavior intervention and support. And so we look for ways to make sure that our schools are all communities of staff and students working together to say, hey, thanks for doing this well. We're happy. We're proud of you. We're doing this, rather than focusing on the, you need to follow this rule and you need to do this or you're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a huge piece of the Cienega community.
As we developed the program, we were really concerned about making sure that our graduates were prepared for the realities of the classroom. And I think that's why someone like you has stuck for 7 years. And I mean that in a very good way. You clearly love the teaching that you're doing. You love the school that you're with. And we see that in a lot of our graduates because we give them so many experiences in the classroom before student teaching, because we partner them with really exemplary science teachers in the community, and because we all know what it's like to be in the classroom. I think we have a perspective that gives you a really firm grounding as a launching pad to your early years of teaching. And now that the program's been around for 13 years, we are starting to use some of our graduates like you to help mentor the next generation of science teachers.
Well, it's been successful because
thank you.
I felt when I walked into the classroom, I felt like I knew my content, and I knew how to prepare lessons, and I had a good idea in how to manage classes, although it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's a challenge.
It is. I felt well prepared, so thank you for that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That was Ingrid Novodvorsky, director of the Science Teacher Preparation Program at the U of A, talking with Jack Erickson, who now teaches at Cienega High School in the Vail School District. Teachers' Voices will return in 2 weeks with the story of how community support is keeping classrooms stocked with things that school districts can't afford.